We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Hey, it's Coach John Quintero. Thanks for downloading and listening to the John Quintero Show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's showtime.
San Diego.
Hitting the airwaves live in America's finest city.
It's the John Quintero Show.
Oh, doctor!
San Diego's only sports show with two born and raised San Diegans.
Let's face it, we're the most interactive talk show in Southern California.
Longtime coach and San Diego sports radio legend, John Quintero.
When the roster came out, they're bench. They don't have veterans on the bench right now. You got to have some veterans coming off that bench.
And his young, up-and-coming co-host, Braden Soprenes.
I mean, it was on me to bring a date, and I did it. So that's on me, but I still had a good time, Coach.
Why is he always calling me?
Here is the coach, John Quintero.
Let's win the ball! Let's win the ball! Yeah!
Live and local on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, a very, very happy Tuesday to everyone, and welcome to 97.3 The Fan. Coach John Quintero back at it. I want to thank Braden Soprenes for sitting in for me yesterday. Had to take care of some personal business, but back at it today, and we'll be here the remainder of the week. We're going to get to a lot of phone calls today. I was thinking about this last night. I actually started preparing for today's show on Saturday because I'm just a nut about preparation, and so I sat out on my patio and wrote on my yellow tablets, and then I went to the Aztec game at 12:30 on Saturday, and I'll get into that in a minute. But, man, think about this, Padre fans. 9 days, sprint to the finish line, game one of a three-game series against the first-place and division champion Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers is sitting at 106 in wins, trying to set their franchise record. The Padres hanging in there for a playoff berth, sitting really in pretty good shape, and I'll get you caught up on the standings. There's not a lot of baseball yesterday. We only had four games in Major League Baseball, and the Atlanta Braves were the only team that we're really paying attention to a little bit right now. But a great weekend in Colorado overall. They did a good job getting two out of three after that stinker on Friday night. They come back and they get a couple of wins. The bottom line, this ball club is playing better baseball. Now, I don't expect them to put 13 runs on the board in any of the three games against the Dodgers, but I do expect them to perform very, very well. They've got something to play for right now. Dodgers, hey, they're going to send good guys out there. I mean, they're going to send Tyler Anderson out, who's having a career year, 15-4 and a 2.52 ERA, going against our left-hander Blake Snell tonight, 8-9 and a 3.62. Tomorrow night, Julio Urías going for his 18th victory. He's 17-7 and a 2.25. Joe Musgrove, a very important start, I think, tomorrow night for Joe Musgrove, 10-7 and a 3.12. And we don't really know who's going to pitch on Thursday, the final game of the series for either ball club. Neither team is gone out and said, hey, this is going to start the final game of the series. You know, Sean Manaea could, but he's not had good numbers against the Dodgers, so we'll have to wait and see on that. A little bit later on in the program, Braden and I are going to go through and take a look at the Padre rotation for the final 9 games. And again, if they clinch, a lot of things can change. I mean, the next 9 days are going to be exciting. When you wake up every day for the next 9 days as a Padre fan, you got to be really, really excited. Hey, the Padres' magic number right now is 6. And right now that would be against Milwaukee. I mean, a combination of Padres wins, Milwaukee losses that add up to six. Padres are in the dance. And, you know, I was thinking about this today. I mean, Atlanta won last night, and I'm going to get into their schedule here in a minute because the Mets are only one game up. But you know what? The Mets to this point have done a great job of giving Atlanta the Heisman. I mean, they've been holding them off, holding them off, holding them off. Well, they got a big three-game series coming up, and we'll see if they can hold them off to the finish line. We're going to have to wait and see on that. But I was trying to think this morning when I got up real early this morning and was thinking about the program and starting to think a little bit about who do the Padres want to play when they do get in the playoffs. I mean, it would be a complete meltdown by the Padres not to get one of the two wild card berths, or one of the three, but one of the two, because Atlanta or the Mets are going to be that number one team. We'll have to wait and see how that works out. It would have to be a complete meltdown for the Padres not to make the playoffs, and especially with the starting pitching. They're getting good starting pitching for the most part, and the bullpen's been pretty good. Okay, we'll see what happens. They tee up here the next 3 days against the Dodgers. Now, the worst thing that could happen is the Padres get swept, and all of a sudden you're putting both Philadelphia and Milwaukee really back into the race. But you get one game in this series, even one game, you're still sitting in pretty good shape the final six games. Remember, you got the White Sox coming in Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then no off day. You go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday against the Giants, and then you get an off day on Thursday, and hopefully the Padres are flying somewhere, you know, after the game on Wednesday to get ready for their wild card game on Friday. I mean, I'll tell you, there's no rest for the weary. I mean, it is like one day, and man, you're back at it, and you're playing for all your marbles. I mean, everything you've played for 162 games, you've got less than 48 hours to get ready to roll in the playoffs. And that's assuming the Padres don't have this major meltdown, and I just don't see it happening. I just don't see it happening. They've got some guys. Soto's starting to swing the bat. I mean, Soto's starting to swing the bat early in the count. Yeah, he's getting his walks, but he's starting to swing the bat like Juan Soto can swing it. You got to get Josh Bell going these final nine games. You got to get Drury going. Ha-Seon Kim playing great baseball right now. Got to be one of the finalists for a Gold Glove at shortstop in the National League. Manny and Arenado are going to fight it out. Who gets the Gold Glove at third base? We'll have to wait and see on that. By the way, both Arenado and Machado, if you take a look at their stats, it's so unbelievable. They're so comparable and so close stat-wise, offensively, defensively. So it'll be interesting to see. But the Padres, a good weekend in Colorado. Now they got to come home, they got to stay healthy, and they got to pound out nine games to the finish line. And then we're going to be pretty excited. And, you know, I was thinking about, and going back to who do the Padres want to play? I guess you'd want to play Atlanta or the Mets. And the reason I say that is because if you get by them, you get to the second round, you're going to play the Dodgers. And I would much, this is my own personal opinion, I think a lot of people would agree with me on this. I know Braden and I have talked about this from time to time during the season. I would much rather play the Dodgers in a five-game series opposed to a seven-game series. Now, I will tell you this. It's a big night for the Dodgers tonight. No, not here in San Diego, but with their Triple-A ball club, Oklahoma City. Because from what I understand, Tony Gonsolin is going to make a rehab start tonight. And this could go one or two ways. They could let him go out there, maybe go three or four innings, and he feels good tomorrow. Or he could go out there tonight, and they have to take him out because he doesn't feel right. This is a big night for the Dodgers with their Triple-A ball club and Tony Gonsolin. Because right now, and I brought this up last Thursday and Friday, I don't think the Dodgers have the pitching for the playoffs that they've had in the past. I mean, Kershaw's pitching pretty well right now, but we know his struggles. I know, you know, last year he didn't pitch in the playoffs. You go back to the World Series year, he pitched very well. And that was the one time in the playoffs where he's pitched really, really well. Didn't pitch last year because he was hurt. Since he's come off the IL, he's pitching great. Urias is their best pitcher. I'm sure Urias will be game one starter in their first-round playoff game. Okay, when they take the field, Urias will be the guy. Tyler Anderson tonight, before this year, he'd never won more than seven games in the big league level. And he'd been around a long time, folks. He'd been around a long time. But all of a sudden, he throws that Dodger uniform on, and he's won 15 games, 15-4. We're going to see him tonight. He's tough. I mean, he looks like a completely different pitcher. And then Dustin May, he hasn't been very good. So the Dodgers going into the playoffs, even though they've won 106 regular season games, they've got to be a little bit concerned up there at Dodger Stadium about what their pitching is going to look like going into the playoffs. And then the closer situation, they're trying to get Blake Treinen back. He's missed most of the year. Kimbrel has been awful. They removed him as the closer late last week. I don't know if you saw that. And now they're saying, and this never works, bullpen by committee. It never works. Show me one area in baseball, one team, where the closer by committee has worked. It doesn't work. Okay? And they're trying to get Kimbrel back, probably mentally more than physically. He's still throwing the ball well, not hitting his spots all that well, but just not getting the job done. I mean, when he has a clean inning, and he started the month 15 for 15, and then the roof caved in. He's given up a couple of big homers, and they removed him as closer. So I'm anxious to see who tries to close out games against Padres if the Dodgers are in that situation. But I'll hear from you today. I got to get to the Aztecs because I've been to all three home games. It was warm out there. It wasn't nearly as warm the other day on Saturday as it was for the first game against Arizona where it was 100-plus, and it was miserable out there. The other day, it wasn't cool by any stretch of the imagination. The only thing that was cool was the Aztec offense, namely their passing attack. Can you believe this? And I was thinking about Don Coryell this morning. Don Coryell, if he were alive today, he wouldn't be able to talk. And we know he had a speech impediment, and when he got really excited, he had a hard time talking. He'd have a hard time talking today. He'd be so upset with the feeble offense that the Aztecs have provided. You know, the other day, they threw for 65 yards in a Division I college football game. Are we Air Force now? Are we Army? Are we Navy? I mean, what is going on? I saw a stat the other night, and I didn't look it up. I'm going on the reporter's report. The Aztecs now, out of 131 teams in the country, the Aztecs are 131 in passing. 131. This program was built on the forward pass way back in the 60s and into the 70s. And even when they had bad ball clubs, they could throw the football. This team here cannot throw the football for a variety of reasons. And I'm not blaming the entire offensive line. The offensive line's doing what they can. I'm not sure that the wide receivers are getting open. Not sure they're utilizing their tight end. And I thought even more about this last night when I watched that Monday night game. Good win for Dallas, not a good loss for the Giants. The Giants could have won that game if they could have protected Daniel Jones. That poor guy got killed all night. He had to run for 7 first downs in that game. But what really made me think about the Aztec offense was their senior tight end from a year ago, Daniel Bellinger, now the starting tight end for the New York Giants. And they utilized him. He had at least 4 catches last night. And I'm saying, you know what, San Diego State, they've always been able to recruit tight ends. The tight ends aren't really showing up right now in the offense. I mean, there's nobody showing up in the offense as far as throwing and catching. Braxton Burmeister, I really believe he's a pretty good college quarterback. The other day was 13 of 24, 65 yards and interception. He had 8 carries, a lot of them on the final drive of the game for 44 yards. Jordan Bird bailed him out the other day. He bailed him out big time, 16 carries, 115 yards, and 2 touchdowns, averaged 7.2 a carry. But this football team cannot throw the ball. They're going up to Boise on Friday night. It's going to be one of those Friday night games that I hate. But anyways, they're playing on a short week. They're going up to Boise. Boise got hammered by UTEP. They fired their offensive coordinator. They brought Dirk Cutter in to be their offensive coordinator. The head coach up there is under a lot of fire right now. That'll be a very interesting game on Friday night. Aztecs can beat Boise. This is not your typical Boise team, but they're on the road, and they've got to play mistake-free football. Defense, I thought, played a little bit better the other day. They weren't going against one of the great offenses in college football history the other day, but they did a nice job. And I'll tell you what, Toledo, pretty well-coached team. I thought they were very, very well-prepared, and the Aztecs were fortunate to score that touchdown with under a minute to go to win the ball game. That would have been brutal. I mean, I went down to the press conference. I always go down and ask Brady questions after the game. That would have been brutal to go to that press conference the other day with them 1-3. But now they're 2-2, and they got something to build on, but they've got a lot of work to do. They've got a lot of work to do with this football team offensively. Defense, they got seven starters returning. They're starting to play a little bit better football. Special teams, good. Jack Browning, the kid out of West Hills, 50-yard field goal, punted the heck out of the ball all day long, put Toledo on a long field. Yesterday named the Mountain West Conference Special Teams Player of the Week. And well-deserved, I might add. Okay, we got a couple of guests. We got Brett Siegel. NBA training camps opened up last night after the Monday night game. I sat here. I watched 2.5 hours on Spectrum Sports. I watched the Lakers media day. And I don't want to get fooled. And I'm going to have Brett Siegel on today, our NBA insider who joins us from time to time. I want him to tell me what his thoughts are on the Lakers. I went into last year when they brought in all the veterans, the Carmelo Anthonys were in there last year, and Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis supposed to be healthy. You know that Anthony Davis over the last 2 years since they won that title in the bubble, he has missed almost an entire NBA season. Last 2 years, he's missed 78 games. 78 games. They're not going to win squad if he can't be on the floor. LeBron coming back for his 20th year. They've got a new head coach in their 75th year of Laker basketball. Darvin Ham, former NBA player, last 5 years been an assistant with the Milwaukee Bucks. So I watched that for 2.5 hours, but I want Brett Siegel to come on today and tell me what his expectations are for the Lakers this year. I really don't know what to expect. Last year I thought, hey, bringing all these studs in and with what they've got coming back, man, the Lakers, they could make another run for an NBA title, and it ended up being the most disappointing year, in my opinion, in Laker basketball history. They fire their head coach, Frank Vogel, and they bring in Darvin Ham. So we'll talk a little NBA today. We're also trying to track down Bill Plunkett from the Orange County Register. Bill, I know, is traveling down from Orange County to Petco Park, and we're going to try to get him at some point in time during the program today. But I want to get to your phone calls. I was off yesterday. Oh, I have to mention it. I have to mention it in my open. What the hell happened to the Chargers? What the hell happened to the Chargers on Sunday? They got beat, what, 38-10? Oh, my God. 38-10. Jacksonville, what, they lost 18 straight road games, and the Chargers welcomed them by rolling over and getting beat 38-10. I watched a considerable amount of that game. Trevor Lawrence looked pretty good. That offense looked pretty good. That defense looked pretty good. And Brandon Staley, the head coach of the Chargers, not a fan. Not a fan of this guy. Did you see what he said in the post-game press conference? You know, I'm sitting here watching the end of the game, and I'm going, why is Justin Herbert in? On the final drive of the game, they're down 38-10. I mean, the guy going in, we thought Chase Daniel was maybe going to start. So maybe they were trying to pull the wool over everybody's eyes, and maybe Herbert wasn't as hurt as they made it out to be. Why the hell do you have your franchise quarterback? You're down 38-10. The only thing that can happen is bad. And by the way, earlier in the game, they lost Rashawn Slater, their big left tackle. So you had a backup at left tackle. And Slater now going to be gone for the year with a torn pec. Joey Bosa, they're contemplating putting him on IL right now. It'll be the short IL. But he got a groin problem. They lost a Guyton, that fast wide receiver. He'd gone for the year with a torn ACL. But why the hell was Justin Herbert in on that final drive of the game? So then they asked Brandon Staley in the postgame, hey, why was Herbert in there? Well, he said he wanted to finish the game. Hey, who's running the football team up there, Justin Herbert or Brandon Staley? I mean, that was ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. We got a lot to cover today. I'm fired up. I missed yesterday, so I got a lot of information I want to get out to you. But I want to hear from you fans today. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. 9 days, folks. 9 days. We got a sprint to the finish line. The magic number for the Padres is 6. Come back. We'll get to your phone calls. Coach John Quintero just getting warmed up on a big Tuesday. Thanks for joining me right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Hey, it's Coach John Quintero. Thanks for downloading and listening to the John Quintero Show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.